This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Moderna Incorporated's coronavirus vaccine on Friday became the second to receive emergency use authorization from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, providing some welcome news to a nation struggling with a staggering COVID-19 death toll of more than 313,000 lives lost. The FDA announced the authorization Friday evening after the agency's panel of outside experts on Thursday had endorsed its use. The move gives the U.S. a critical new weapon against the coronavirus in addition to the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine now being dispensed to millions of healthcare workers and nursing home patients as part of the biggest vaccination drive in American history. The head of emergencies at the World Health Organization said Friday a team of international experts looking into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic will travel to China in the first week of January. Dr. Michael Ryan said that his team won't be supervised by Chinese officials.
The team is a WHO team. It's a team of international experts who are of international renown who will work with our Chinese colleagues. They will not be, as you say in quotes, supervised by Chinese officials.
Ryan added there will be quarantine arrangements for the team that will have to comply with risk management measures in Chinese regulations, but the team will visit the suspected site of the outbreak in the city of Wuhan. Heading into the year-end holidays, Ryan said the world should celebrate the arrival of vaccines, but cautioned that the next 3 to 6 months are going to be tough in the fight against COVID-19. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.